When our thoughts start spinning out of control, what are we to do? Let's join Paul and Pablo as they sail up the river to the source of inspiration. Dad, have you noticed that sometimes we just know, and we know because the feeling is different, exclaims a triumphant Pablo. What do you mean by that? Asked Paul. Well, our teacher gave us a writing assignment yesterday. She said to write about whatever we like, and she said it with a big smile on her face, but I didn't feel like smiling, Dad. You know I love writing stories, but deciding what to write about, that's really tough. I get tons of ideas, and that first of all, they all sound great. But then after a while, not so great. So what did you do? Inquires Paul. Well, I decided to draw a picture instead and see if that gave me any ideas, answers Pablo. What did you draw? Continues Paul. Well, that's just it, Dad. It wasn't really me. My pencils kind of did it, replied Pablo. What did your pencils draw then? Smiles Paul. Oh, Dad, it was amazing. The blue pencil, it kind of just drew a stream high up in the mountains. The water there was cool and clear. And then down the river, there was a factory. The factory where the pencils were made, Dad. And there were big containers that were used to make all the different colours for the pencils. And they were being washed clean in the river. But it was making the water all swirly and yucky. And then my brown pencil just drew all the dirty water, describes Pablo. Paul is now glued to his son's story. Go on, Pablo. Well, when ideas spin in my head, it's like the water by the pencil factory. It's a big mess. And Dad, sometimes I get a bit scared, explains Pablo. Paul takes a moment to think about what his son has said. Yes, he agrees. When you don't feel great, it's what's spinning in your head that causes it. You had so many ideas and you didn't know which one to choose. But then all of a sudden you started to draw. I bet you didn't have as many ideas in your head at that moment when that happened, did you? You're right, replies Pablo. I just knew to do it. And when I started drawing my picture, I felt so much better. Yes, continues Paul. You gave the factory a chance to slow down. Instead of playing with dirty water, you actually went back upstream where the water's clear. You got closer to the source where the water was uncontaminated, well before it got polluted by too much thinking. Wow! That's really all Pablo can come up with at this point. You see, continues Paul, when ideas spin out of control, our best course of action is sometimes to take a step back. We take a minute or two to settle, just like you did with your drawing, and our fears start to subside.
I now know what I want to write my story about, Dad, shares an excited Pablo. I want to write the story of how drawing a picture's helped me find a topic I like for my writing assignment.
That's brilliant, Pablo, says Paul. It's going to be a great story. A story about where ideas come from and how to know which one to follow. I can't wait to read it. When lost in the muddy swirls of our mind, all we need to do is slow down and remember the source where clear water and inspiration stream from.